Perk of Erev in the 11th Mishnah. Nega hanigro noilim by mikdash avloi b'medina. This bolt that we're talking about, that it's tied to the door with a rope or whatever it may be, but it's not hanging in the air, it's dragged on the ground. And we're talking about a case where it does not have this rounded out head. As in the previous mission, if it has a rounded head, then it's more even with that being tied on, according to Rabbi Yosi. Yeah. So in the base of Mikdash, you're allowed to use it because Shavuos is mutter in the Mikdash. Isn't Rabbanan is permitted on Shabbos is permitted in the base of Mikdash. Shavuot in Medina. After the base of Mikdash, you cannot use this mitzvah Rabbanan because, as we said, it either looks like binyan or muktzah. Ramunach kama kanosa. If it's not connected at all, it's just on the floor, then you're not allowed to use it even in the base of Mikdash because it is even more daima the binyan. Rabbi Yehuda Aimeh Amunach mutter be Mikdash. He says, in the base of Mikdash, they permitted even that one because even though it's not connected to the wall at all, but since it was made specifically for just locking and opening, it's not considered being moisif to the adding to the binyan, to the building. Not considered adding to the building, it's not muksa. A nigra of the Medina, and outside of the base of Mikdash, as long as it's tied on, even though it's dragging on the floor, it is mutter, and that is the halacha.